The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The migration of the monarch butterfly across North America is as renowned as that of the wildebeest of the Serengeti. At the end of October, like clockwork, the butterflies arrive in central Mexico's Transvolcanic Belt, a chain of steep, fur-clad peaks that span some 600 miles from the Pacific Ocean to the Gulf of Mexico. The majority of the monarchs overwinter on just a dozen of these peaks in an isolated area northwest of Mexico City, protected as the Monarch Butterfly Biosphere Reserve. On warm winter days, as sunlight strikes the trees, rivers of orange and black butterflies swoop down the mountainsides in search of water. 2 decades ago, about 1 billion butterflies fluttered down to Mexico from as far as southern Canada. But since then, the number arriving in the reserve has declined by more than 80%. The precipitous plunge in monarch numbers is blamed on a combination of destructive factors. During the spring and summer breeding season, a dramatic loss of milkweed, the species' only host plant, has limited monarchs' ability to reproduce, especially across the U.S. Midwest.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.